with today's top stories. I'm Tonata Kavila.
Namibia Fact Check, in collaboration with Africa Fact Check, held an election fact checking coalition review conference in Windhoek on Wednesday to assess their efforts in combating misinformation and disinformation during the 2024 presidential elections. Here is Frederico Links from Namibia Fact Check.
We had this election fact checking coalition with Africa Check that, and just to see what lessons we learned and what should we do going forward. Now, the election's coming up this year, so do we continue with the election fact-checking coalition, and how should it look, and what we're going to do forward going forward?
Bannerman Mining Resources Namibia expects to spend over 6 billion Namibia dollars on the Etango project. The company has already spent over 1 billion Namibia dollars on the uranium project in the Erongo region. Here's Bannerman Resources Namibia General Manager Werner Ewald.
Now, we expect that by the end of 2027, so it takes about 2.5 years then, we will start commissioning the Etango mine. So, and start producing in the first quarter of 2028 the first drums of uranium, U308.
South African Parliament officials, including National Assembly Speaker Toko Didiza, are optimistic about finding a lasting solution to the ongoing conflict in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. The fighting involving Rwandan-backed M23 rebels has claimed the lives of 13 South African National Defence Force soldiers. Parliament spokesperson Moloto Motapo.
The need for long-lasting peace and stability in the region has never been more pressing. Diplomatic engagements remain a crucial tool in resolving complex regional challenges, and the presiding officers have urged all stakeholders to intensify efforts towards a peaceful settlement.
The Democratic Republic of Congo's president, Felix Tshisekedi, has refused to attend regional peace talks hosted by Kenyan President William Ruto amid ongoing M23 rebel attacks on Goma. Rwanda denies supporting the rebels, who now control much of the city. Meanwhile, UN peacekeepers warn of rising ethnic tension as civilians struggle with food and medical shortages. And at least 30 bodies are reported to have been pulled from the icy waters of Washington's Potomac River after a military helicopter and a passenger jet collided in midair on Wednesday night. Reporting from Washington, Simon Marks.
As day broke over Washington's Reagan National Airport, it became increasingly apparent that the death toll is going to rise substantially. Temperatures overnight were at freezing point, and the 64 passengers and crew aboard the American Airlines flight from Wichita, Kansas, that was coming into land at the airport in the middle of the city, never stood a chance.
I just saw a fireball and then it was just gone.
Air traffic controllers immediately knew the gravity of the situation.
Fire command, the accident happened in the river. Both the helicopter and the plane crashed in the river. It's east of the approach end of runway 33.
Emergency responders are continuing to work at the scene and the airfield remains closed. Many of the passengers on the jet were figure skaters who had participated in events surrounding the U.S. Figure Skating Championship in Kansas last week.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.